Hey there, you're listening to the Chamber Connection podcast, conversation to keep you connected, featuring members, partners, and friends of the Ord Area Chamber of Commerce.
There are certain topics that just don't make for good casual conversation. Nobody wants to talk about auto and life insurance until it is absolutely necessary. To most, auto insurance is just that slip of paper you need to take to the courthouse after you spent months saving for that new vehicle, and life insurance is just something you have so you're prepared for a worst-case scenario. Most of us set these premiums on autopay so we don't need to ever think about them again. We justify selecting the lowest premiums because we're a great driver and we know we're going to live to be 100. But the truth is, accidents happen and you'll never regret being prepared when they do. On this episode of the Chamber Connection podcast, I'm joined by Denise Ray with State Farm Insurance in Ord and Justin Thompson of American Family Insurance. Listen along as they share firsthand experience on how auto and life insurance can impact not only your life, but the lives of your loved ones. So we're here with Denise Ray today, and we're going to talk a little bit about auto insurance. But first, why don't you go ahead and tell us a little bit about your business and what you do.
I'm Denise Ray with Ray Insurance Agency here in Ord, and we are strictly State Farm Insurance. I have three team members. I've been the agent here for 11 years. I took over for a 50-year agent, so a lot of longevity with State Farm here in our community. Mm-hmm. We have lots of experience with the team members in my office are all tenured team members, lots of experience. We offer everything from obviously auto, homeowners insurance, life. I also am a registered rep, so we have investment opportunities there, American funds. So we have a pretty broad area of products available.
Nice. So we kind of mentioned we're going to be talking a little bit more about auto insurance. And I think most people, when they think about auto insurance, they're like, just give me what is the least amount I got to pay so that if somebody hits me, because I'm a good driver and I'd never wreck. So tell us a little bit more about auto insurance and the different coverages you can get.
Sure. So auto insurance, you're exactly right. The only time people want to talk about it is when they first have to buy it and then when there's a problem. Mm-hmm. And obviously in the state of Nebraska, you're legally obligated to at least have the minimum liability insurance there when you go to the courthouse to get your tags. But it's really important that at least you understand what that means. Because state minimums, they're $25,000 per person, $50,000 you know, for the entire accident. Well, if anybody that's ever been in any kind of accident realizes fairly quickly that $25,000 doesn't go very far.
Yeah.
So it's important to have at least a little knowledge or have an agent that you're comfortable with that understands it and explains it to you, you know, right off the bat when people call and say, you know, hey, I just need to go get this license. Give me the minimum. Mm-hmm. And what that minimum really means.
Yeah. So you kind of mentioned that you're legally required to have auto insurance, but why else do you think somebody should have better coverage?
Well, they're going to protect their investment, right? So, you know, comprehensive coverage is if you hit a deer. And then, you know, collision obviously is if you run into someone else, that's going to pay to fix your car if it's your fault. Mm-hmm. So then usually, obviously, if you have a loan on it, the bank's going to require you to have it. You know, if you can afford to not have a company write you a check, if it's your fault or for the physical damage side of things, then by all means, you know, just keep your liability only. Mm-hmm. But if you would have a hard time replacing it or, you know, starting that replacement process without, you know, some funds, then we probably need to talk about the comp and collision on things.
Yeah. So if you didn't have an insurance business, but you knew about insurance and somebody asked you their advice of, you know, how do I go about getting auto insurance? What advice would you give?
You know, obviously referrals are a huge part of our business. So the people that you respect the most are, you know, if or your friends, family, obviously, a lot of it comes from there, who they've had good experiences with. You know, we're fortunate in our area or in this community to have options. Mm-hmm. You know, not everybody has a good experience every place. but you want to make sure you're picking a reputable company that has a good asset base that can pay the claims that need to be claimed, you know, that need to be paid.
What's something important you want people to know when they're getting auto insurance, or what's something they should look for when they're shopping for insurance?
It still comes down to understanding the level of coverage you have. So many times when people are calling to get a quote, you know, against a company that they have now, they don't understand that they had those state minimums. And then when we just try to educate them on the difference and why it's costing more for X amount, and still ultimately you make your own decision on your buying habits, obviously, but the most important thing that we feel like coming out of even somebody getting a quote, even if they don't end up ultimately switching, we want them to understand what they have. Mm-hmm. And that's what it really comes down to. You know, you want an agent that you trust, that's accessible to you, that, you know, calls you back. That relationship's important. And mostly it's important because, like I said, the times that you need it are stressful times. That maybe you've never had to deal with before. So you want somebody that understands it and can help you through that whole process.
Yeah. So I think it's really neat that when selling insurance, you kind of get to deal with so many different, you know, people in different aspects of their life, whether it's that 16-year-old who bought their first car or that couple who's older and is looking at life insurance policies. So do you have like an impactful moment from your career that sticks out in your mind?
Oh, yeah, I do. You know, obviously, when you sell life insurance, every one of those transactions when you pay a death claim is impactful. Mm-hmm. But since we're kind of on the auto side of things with this cast, you know, unfortunately, our community has had a lot of incidents when it came lately to automobile accidents. And that's where it still comes back to the liability limits. You know, if you don't understand what you have, the families that have had to deal with that fall back and, you know, maybe not getting paid or only getting paid, you know, a portion of what their damages were, or if the loss of life, you know, you can't replace that. But it makes that process just a whole lot easier.
Yeah. Well, thanks for joining us today. I feel like I have a whole new outlook on auto insurance. Yeah. And I think that it was a really great discussion that people can really learn from. So thank you for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Yeah. Now let's learn about life insurance from Justin Thompson. Go ahead and just introduce yourself and tell us a little about your business.
So my name is Justin Thompson. I'm with American Family Insurance. I've been with American Family since 2008, and been in Ord since 2015, multi-line insurance. And we just try to, as the saying goes, we try to protect people's dreams.
So. That's great. I like that tagline.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. So give us, we're talking today about life insurance. So kind of give us your quick sales pitch of life insurance.
Well, you know, I don't know if it's necessarily a sales pitch, but, you know, your family and the people around you, they depend on you. So this is a product that can protect them in the event that something would happen to you, and keep them moving on as normal without changing or impacting their life. Obviously, it's going to be impacted, but they can deal with the grieving and things like that and move on the financial aspect without a problem. So
what are some things that a life insurance policy would cover?
It covers there's a lot of things to be used for, and they can all be tailored, you know, to each individual's needs. But, you know, the funeral expense itself, which obviously everything goes up, and so do they, you know, mortgages, if you have a big loan on your home or cars, business expenses, all those things, it can protect that, you know, and take care of those in the event someone happened to you. So
if somebody's starting to look for their own life insurance policy, is maybe some advice you would want to give, or something important that they should keep in mind?
You know, go ahead and get started. You know, I think people have the misconception that it's super expensive and things like that, and it's really not. And anything's better than nothing. So if you get with your agent or, you know, sit down with me and we can do a needs analysis and we can find the product that fits you the best. There's, you know, a couple main products that we have in term and permanent, but there's several different kinds of each of those. So they can be tailored to your needs and, you know, we can go through the whole process and find something that fits that you get comfortable with. And you just carry it on, you get used to it and it's always there. And so, you know, like I said, it's not as pricey as it seems. It's obviously it's earlier, the better to get in on it. But even if you've waited, it still won't shock you. You know, you can get into it and get started and have a product that's going to protect you and your family. So.
Can you share with us maybe one impactful moment from your career, whether it's with life insurance or maybe some other insurance? What's something that's really stuck with you in your career?
Well, I'm gonna stick with life insurance on it. I've told people many times that, you know, it's when you have to deliver a death claim check. It's one of the hardest things you'll ever do, but at the same time, you're providing something, and you know that the spouse and the kids, if they're involved and things like that, are going to be okay financially. And so on that aspect, it is rewarding because we know we've set them up. But, you know, not all that long ago, I had a person who's, you know, 40 some years old that passed away unexpectedly. He's leaving behind a spouse and two kids. And, you know, the meetings that I've had prior to, and we had him set up in the right way. And, you know, although it was awful to have to deliver that and be involved with that, it's very impactful because I know that they're going to be okay, you know, on that aspect of it. They're going to be able to continue on. Kids are still going to be able to go to college. She's going to be able to mourn the loss of her husband and still not have to worry about how she's going to pay the heat bill. You know, so just a, you know, a tough, tough moment, but that side of it was taken care of. So has every time I've done it, it has a huge impact on not only me, but my entire team, because we get close to those people. You know, we've watched them grow and we've grown with them. So it's definitely a huge impact when that happens.
Yeah, definitely an insurance that you don't want to be there when... It's sad when you have to actually use it.
Right. Yeah. It's, you know, this topic is a tough one to even talk about and people don't like to talk about it, you know, and we hope that they never, you know, they never have to use it. And there's products out there that, you know, it's kind of like owning a home. They build equity and things like that. And so they can get that money back out or, you know, whatever, but it's not a fun topic, but it is one of those things that, it needs taken care of, you know, and, yeah. And you feel good, peace of mind, knowing that your family is set up that way. So, yeah, it's interesting.
Yeah, I think life insurance kind of goes hand in hand with maybe like your will. Like you don't really want to think about it till you think you're older. But when would you tell people is the best time to start looking for life insurance policies?
Oh, geez, you know, the really the younger the better, and. You know, because it is priced off of age, you know, your age has a big impact on the premium. And so, you know, people wait, but if you can have it set up before you start making those major changes, it's going to be cheaper. But along those lines, you know, when you start, you know, when they start building a family or by just even getting married or owning a home, we can cover all those things with life insurance. So if something were to happen to them, their family is not burdened with paying the house off, even if they're not married, you know, and if they've got a business that they're starting, you know, family is not going to be obligated to have to pay those things off or even be stuck with the funeral. So, you know, if you budget for it and people set a budget, you can get into it cheap enough that the sooner the better, really, you know, have it. And you have a lot of options with it as you grow and you say you start your family and stuff, you have options to increase what you're doing there. So,
well, thanks again for sharing your expertise with us. Like you said, I think this is a conversation that not many people want to have. So it's great to be able to just listen to, you know, the importance of this and why you should jump on it right away.
Right. So. Yeah. Yeah. That, you know, and that's just it. If people, it's not fun to talk about, but getting on it right away. And as you mentioned, you know, getting your will started and things like that. And the biggest thing with it is people don't have to worry about it down the road. So you can allow your loved ones, family to grieve and do the things they want to do because you've set up that piece of it and they don't have to worry about it.
Yeah. Okay. Well, like, thanks again for sharing your expertise with us and joining. And
yeah, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
No problem. Thanks again to Denise Ray with State Farm and Justin Thompson of American Family Insurance for sharing their knowledge and personal experience with insurance. If you'd like to learn more about auto and life insurance, please visit the show notes for more information on their agencies. Check out previous episodes of the Chamber Connection podcast for information on other insurance policies. Thanks for staying connected.